to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. That's a quote from Thomas Edison. And why is that quote so relevant today? Because I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about what is it that makes the top, differentiates the top sales professionals from the rest. And I've thought about this long and hard for a long time. But the session that I was on today had a massive aha. Earning the right to be successful. Earning the right to achieve the sales numbers that you work so hard to achieve. You might be going, but Luigi, I do that. I work hard. But I really want to ask you, when you think about this, are you using automation platforms for the sake of just sending email after email because you think that's what needs to be done? Are you actually taking the time to learn more about your prospects, diving deep into buyer personas, learning about the industry, trying to walk a day in the shoes of your prospect to really understand what's happening in their world? How much energy and focus are you putting in to earning the right to get that meeting? Preparation, the time that you're spending preparing for a discovery call. Are you following up with prospects and giving them value, creating value, and not just following up for the sake of following up? Because the more and more I think about this, the more and more I think that we as so many sellers expect to achieve an outcome. They expect leads now. And I sound like an old timer going, oh, when I started, I had no leads, but I didn't. I didn't have any inbound leads. My company said, what? The fuck am I going to give you leads? That's what I pay you to do, to go out and sell. But yet there's been a big market shift. And yes, people would argue that, hey, you know, why shouldn't we bring inbound leads? And absolutely you should. But what are you doing to earn the right to even get that inbound lead on the phone, even when they've shown some form of intent? What value are you creating for them? What experience are you creating for them? How are you helping them get to that point of decision? What problem are you helping them solve? What is the impact to the outcome that they are trying to achieve? These are the things that we must be doing in sales every single day to earn the right to win their business. Because at the end of the day, we don't convince them. We don't persuade them. We don't use, you know, some magical tactic that gets them to sign a contract. They have to choose us over our competition. They have to choose us over no decision, because we know that no decision is our biggest competitor. Maintaining the status quo, not doing anything. And that's what I want you to ask yourself this week. As we move into the second month of 2021, what are you doing to earn the right to be successful in sales? And how are you earning the right just to get that meeting, or earning the right to conduct a good discovery call, or earning the right to send that proposal? I really want you to think about that. Because if you're walking away from a discovery call going, I could have given more, I could have spent more time preparing for that and thinking about the question, or reading some press releases or doing some more research, then you're not earning the right to win that proposal. It's just going to be another statistic, another prop that you send, and you waste your time doing that proposal for somebody to not engage with you, and they start ghosting you. And we hate that. I hate that. It happens to me. It's happened to me. It happens to me, because sometimes I don't earn the right to move that deal to the next stage of the process. What we are finding right now is there, we do live in a world of abundance, but the world is still going through a turbulent time, and we can't just be wasting opportunities for the sake of wasting opportunity. I think, what are you saying with that? But what I'm trying to say is the opportunity for success is sitting in the palm of your hand, but you've got to earn the right. And we don't just want to be wasting opportunities right now, now more than ever before. So I want you to really be thinking about this as you move into February 2021. I want you to think about, how am I earning the right to be successful and helping more buyers go through the buying process and choose me? So if this is a message that's resonated with you, or you feel somebody needs to hear this, please share it, DM them, like it, rate us, because I do this to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.